Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song in each of those three decades in order. This half hour, we'll hear from Martha and the Vandellas, Rare Earth, Stevie Wonder, Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, The Temptations, Bruce Willis, The Contours, and The Supremes and the Four Tops together. All coming up during the next half hour as we feature songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s.
Turn around. to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate covered candy hearts to give away. No first of spring. No song to sing. In fact, here's just summer's high, no warm July, no harvest moon to light one tender August night, no autumn breeze, no falling leaves, not even time. No Libra sun, no Halloween, no giving thanks to all the Christmas joy you bring. But what it is, though oh so new, to fill your heart like no three words could ever.
Motown memory from Stevie Wonder, I Just Called to Say I Love You, and then reached number one in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1984. Before that, Rare Earth and Born to Wander, number 17 from 1970. And we start with Martha and the Vandellas and Quicksand, number 8 from 1963. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all charting songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. One song in each of those three decades in order. Well, back to the 1960s, and coming up, Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, and Does Your Mama Know About Me? Well, in 1965, Supremes members Mary Wilson and Florence Ballard heard Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers in Vancouver when they were visiting. They alerted Motown founder Berry Gordy, and Berry brought the Vancouvers to Motown Records in Detroit and signed them that year. Interestingly enough, the future comedian Tommy Chong of Cheech and Chong fame was a member of the Vancouvers, and he co-wrote Does Your Mama Know About Me? Well, Bobby Taylor was famous for another reason. In July 1968, he was playing with the Vancouvers in Chicago, and he had a local area band called the Jackson 5 as their opening act. Well, Bobby Taylor was impressed with the group, and he personally brought them to Detroit and the Motown offices, arranged an audition for them with Motown executive Susan DePass, and DePass and Berry Gordy were impressed with the Jacksons, and the group was signed to the label within a year. Well, here are Bobby Taylor and his Vancouvers, Does Your Mama Know About Me, right here on Motown Man.
Accept me as a man. And what about you? Understanding, or does he think the usual way? Maybe I shouldn't worry, but I've been through this before, and I'd like to get things straight before I'm knocking on your door. Accept the burden. I know we'll surely come your way. Maybe I shouldn't worry, but I've been through this before, and I'd like to get things straight before I'm knocking on your door. Every day I see it grow, and I don't want to let it go. I guess that's why I gotta know. Does your mama know about me?
Does your mama know about me? Does your mama know about me?
Everything. And the band played on. lives and nobody knows.
Bruce Willis, yes, the Bruce Willis, the famous movie star, and Respect Yourself reaching number 5 in the United States pop charts from 1987. Before that, The Temptations and Ball of Confusion, number 3 from 1970. And we started with Does Your Mama Know About Me, Bobby Taylor and the Vancouver's, number 29 on the pop charts, number 5 on the rhythm blues charts from 1968. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all charting songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. One song in each of those three decades in order. Well, we're back to the 1960s once again. And coming up, The Contours with It's So Hard Being a Loser right here on Motown Memories.
Songs here on Motown Memories.
The Supremes and the Four Tops together, You Gotta Have Love in Your Heart, that reached number 55 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1971. And we start with the Contours and It's So Hard Being a Loser, number 79 in the Pop Charts of 1967. This half hour, we featured all charting songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song each of those three decades in order. Coming up after the break, we'll pick it up in the 1980s, and specifically 1983 with Lionel Richie, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.